The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I'm looking, Lance is showing me a video of Antifa fights. That's awesome.
Well, they were at Fort Collins, Colorado, some neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then it's...
I'm watching a family have a picnic with a bear at the table.
It's 100% in Russia. There's no chance this is in the States.
No, there's really probably no chance. Eating a peanut butter sandwich.
Russian
They've
people
got
are...
Oh, no, it's America. Look at Miller Lite. Uh-huh. Well, I've got an issue with this because it's not Coors Light. But the bear is sitting at the picnic table with these people, and they're feeding him. They're making peanut butter sandwiches for him. Where's the jelly? A-holes. Bears like jelly, too.
Do we know that?
Bears like
He's
jelly donuts. We know that.
Bear.
From Yogi Bear.
You're aware that.
Hey, boo-boo.
That's a cartoon. I think bears will eat anything that humans lay out.
But it's scientifically proven fact, Del.
What was the documentary... where the guy was mauled to death by the bear, even though he used to be around all the bears all the time, and everyone's like, hey, maybe don't be around bears so much. He's like, fine, I'm just going to take videos.
I know, but people like being around, like,
yeah, stupid old
who's
bear.
That woman by the gorillas? She liked the gorillas.
Well, not the lady, not,
yeah.
You're not talking about the gorillas in the mist.
Yeah.
Jane Goodall.
Yeah. I mean, did they maul her? No.
No, but what about that one lady that had a chimpanzee that had her face eaten off?
Yeah, well,
a chimpanzee.
Yeah,
I thought they were nice.
Oh no, they're not. Not chimpanzees. No way.
You know who's nice? Orangutans.
Yeah, I think they are.
They are, because I watched a movie called Clint Eastwood was in it.
Yeah,
and it had the three orangutans.
BJ and the Bear.
No, that's not.
Oh no,
no. That was
no,
not
it was, and the bear would punch the guy. He'd say, "Okay, left."
Was that an orangutan also?
Yeah, an orangutan.
Yeah.
What was that one with Clint Eastwood? It was
Clint Eastwood orangutan.
Oh, yeah. You remember? That's when he first started going out with that blonde girl that
yeah,
he used in every
movie.
Was. Yeah.
Every Which Way But Loose.
Every Which Way But Loose. Yeah.
Orangutan. No, well, that's not what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of one that had Danny DeVito, too. Yeah, Every Which Way But Loose was the Clint Eastwood orangutan.
And the bear
movie.
Would punch left or the bear would punch right. And the orangutan would punch whoever he wanted
Let
him
me
to punch.
Just Google orangutan movies.
Uh-huh.
Because that's apparently a thing I can actually Google. No, Planet of the Apes are not orangutans.
No.
Some of them
are. Oh, there are. Yeah, there are orangutans in there. The doctor is orangutan, isn't he? The gorilla doctor, I think he's an orangutan.
Well, how can he be a gorilla if he's an orangutan? Which one is
Well,
he?
He's a... He's a monkey doctor. He's a monkey doctor.
Okay, thank you.
Well, he's a gorilla doctor, though. He's the gorilla's doctor.
Oh, you mean the orangutan. I thought you meant...
The orangutan is the gorilla doctor.
He's the doctor for the gorilla.
Here it is. Okay. Here's the movie, Going Ape. Now, IMDb gives it 3.9, which would be low. But as a kid, I'm like, this is... What's the championship? Do they give out championships for movies? And then my mom probably said, yeah, they're called Oscars. I'm like, is there any chance... That Danny DeVito as a Russian guy who can't speak English, and who's the other one with the
he can't speak English or he speaks it with a terrible accent.
Yeah, it's a terrible accent. And who is the other actor? It was Tony Danza. It was Danny DeVito, Tony Danza, and three orangutans.
Wow.
And they're like, you know, those orangutans were really they're rascals. They really caused a lot of problems.
Speaking of Tony Danza, are you in on Who's the Boss today?
Who's the Boss today?
Yeah, Who's the Boss is coming back. Is rebooting.
With all the same people?
Yeah.
Mona's
apparently,
dead,
Alyssa
right?
Milano, though, her hair's all falling out from the COVID.
Ooh, it's not good.
No, what? It's not good. Yeah.
Dr. Zayas is the doctor you're looking for. They're orangutan doctor. Dr. Zayas.
He's an orangutan.
Oh, you're talking about for the Planet of the Apes. Yeah.
But are you in for the Who's the Boss reboot?
Not if her hair's falling out.
Is she going to still be? Is he still going after her? Or do you think he did that and he kicked her to the curb?
Judith Light. Judith Light is older now.
So is Tony Danza.
That's what I'm saying. There ain't going to be no.
Well, do you think they're together still?
Judith?
You think he ever got married or you think he went?
I think it's
unlikely. He got some stripper and they separated.
I think there'll be some throwaway line about how it didn't work out between the two of them. I think that'll happen. I don't know. She won't make an appearance.
My wife was in on hardcore on 90210 reboot.
Oh yeah,
she recorded those and watched those. Yeah.
If you're what about Fuller House?
My kids watch that now, and they're like, "This kind of sucks." Yeah. I don't like it.
No, the Olsen twins are old.
What about this?
They're not even in it.
What?
They're not in it.
They're not even in it?
No, they're like, we've made a lot of money. We don't have to do this stupid thing.
They're too creepy to be in it.
Well, that's not why they didn't decide to do it.
Is that what Bob Saget?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So
me
and Chris Solis were talking about this. Yeah, she came on the show later.
Yeah.
We were talking about this. Bob Saget back then was like, that was kind of America's dad. He was he was doing America's Funniest Home Videos. He was doing Full House. Like, he's raking it in. Didn't we learn about 10 years later, oh my God, Bob Saget, every comedian was probably breaking his balls, like, Saget, if they knew what a disgusting scumbag you were in real life, like, yeah, they don't need to know that. Once we found out how Bob Saget is raw.
Yeah.
He is super raw. Bob Saget. And there was a time where he's like, hey, girls, I'm your dad. Like, hey, look at this. Look at this kid. He's just sitting there and he hits his dad in the nuts with a wiffle ball. Isn't this great? Like, oh, man. Bob Saget's like my dad. Like, oh.
No, he ain't.
You don't know this side of your dad.
Like your filthy dad.
You know your dad. This is your dad whenever he goes to bed. Yeah. Whenever you go to bed.
This is your dad at the strip club.
Yeah. It's your dad hitting on the secretary.
Right. But, oh, I told you. What did I tell you a while ago? First, it was toilet paper. Now it's Dr. Pepper. Shortage amid COVID-19 pandemic. Right? I've told you. You can't get.
Why do you have to have an aluminum can when you have plastic and bottles? Dr. Pepper's not going away.
No, you can't. You have to have cans.
No one wants cans.
Let me ask you, there was a shortage.
Before I go, I want to read you this. This is the plot to Going Ape, okay? In case you want to find this somewhere and watch this, because orangutan movies are great. When his father, who owned a circus, dies, Foster, Tony Danza, inherits $5 million and 3 orangutans. However, there's a condition connected to the money.
Uh-oh.
If he gives away the orangutans or just one gets sick or dies during the next 3 years, the Zoological Society will get all the money. So he not only has to deal with the three apes and an annoyed girlfriend, but along with Laszlo, that's DeVito, he doesn't speak any English, a kooky new roommate who came from the circus to help with the apes, a greedy Zoological Society's president, three bumbling henchmen, and a cranky landlord.
Uh-oh.
I mean, does this not sound like a great movie?
And then the zaniness begins.
What's Tony Danza just a malcontent? That's why his dad forced him to take care of orangutans approved.
He loved the orangutans more than he loved his kid.
Yeah, so
here's what I would do. I'm like, look, whoever's in charge of this, whoever is the executor, here's the deal. Okay. We'll give a million. We're keeping 4. I'll give you a million. I'm keeping 3. We'll give a million to Zoological, and these monkeys are going over there. Well, sir, they're orangutans. I don't care.
Same thing.
I don't care.
So,
okay?
You know what you do? No.
You want a million? Okay.
You know what you do? You put them in a room, in a cage, away from everything else where they can't get sick for 3 years, and they just sit there.
You think? But then you have to take care of them.
Well, you feed them.
Kooky Laszlo has to live with you.
No.
Yeah, but, no, he lives with
you. We're not going to have zaniness begin where the orangutans are now all of a sudden loose.
You can't find, like, hey, and Tony Danza would are out there. Hey, where did he go? And then one orangutan would go. Point one way and another point another way, and the little one would point a different way, and like, I don't know which way to go because the orangutans are all pointing in different directions. And I'm like, this is great. This guy's never going to figure anything out the way these orangutans are playing them. What a great movie this is. God, I can't wait till Grease 2 starts so I can start rubbing my pants a little too hard whenever I see Michelle Pfeiffer.
Could you hit the gavel on yourself?
Yeah.
What is that about? Yeah, what? Man, how do we get there? Wait, yeah, I can't wait till Grease 2 starts. What's the matter with you?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
That's too much.
Yes, it was.
That's too much.
Michelle Pfeiffer's too skinny.
Michelle Pfeiffer is skinny, but she wasn't skinny in the 80s. That wasn't considered skinny.
Oh,
that
no.
was considered like,
no, that was
hey,
hot.
This
that
is,
hot
this
then.
Is a, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you see, now you're looking, when she starts straddling the, when she's singing Cool Rider and starts straddling the, I'm going to pull that up because I think you still may misremember her a
why?
Little bit.
Why? So you can rub your pants too hard again? Is that why you want to pull it up?
I should have never. Okay. I recognize that was a mistake.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Should not have said that.
No, that was terrible.
And usually we would tell you to Beat it, but don't.
Not now.
No, just leave. Just leave.
That's it. 1012 ESPN 97.5. Jim and Pearland, oh, you Mike, we'll get you on the other side. Don't you go anywhere. This is a quick break. ESPN
97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
1015 on ESPN975. Let's get Jim in here in Pearland. He wants to talk a little Jose Altuve. What do you say, Jim?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for letting me in. You know, I'm a pretty old dude, mid-60s, I guess, and I've had three favorite baseball players my whole life. One was Mickey Mantle. The second was Bob Gibson, and the next one was Jose Altuve. And it just breaks my heart to see him slumping so bad, so I've got a solution. Mm-hmm. I don't condone it. I know the man is married and got a beautiful family. But, Jose Altuve, the only way you're going to get out of this slump, brother, you've got to find you the biggest, widest, ugliest, gnarliest-looking thing you can find and just lay the wood to it, and all that nastiness, all that bad stuff that's causing you to slump will flow right into her, and you'll be fine. You'll be hitting 3 for 4 in 2 days. I'm out. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the Mark Grace theory, certainly. The slump buster theory.
Slump buster.
Haven't heard that one in a while.
He's married, though, with kids. Well, he's a family man.
He acknowledged all those things. He said, still, but you got to do it, apparently.
You just, well, what's more important?
Well,
that your family is, or your career?
Yeah. This entire last month and a half or so, it's been about risk assessment. Can we do this? Can we play sports in time of COVID? Now Altuve has to make another choice. You got a family, but you're slumping. So maybe you should do something you really don't want to do. According to Jim, at least.
Right, right.
I would say maybe just get in the cage a little bit more. Maybe. Maybe not blow up your whole life.
You think, because he's gone the wrong direction as far as you're concerned anyway.
Well, to be fair, he already screwed up when he got married. I mean, if you've already gone this far, what's the point of changing?
But you can, financially, he can still get out of it. I mean, what's sending child support for Jose Altuve, right?
Hey, forget about the child support thing. Maybe at this point, he's locked in. It's maybe just seems more difficult and more angst than it's worth. Just get in the cage more instead of, you know, cheating on your wife.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Or abandoning them.
Yeah. Because, you know, you're having a bad 3 weeks.
Listen, he doesn't have to get with a slump buster. He just needs to stop squeezing the bat so hard. Yeah. Good Lord. I've never seen anybody he's all over the place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he's always been that, though.
And he's not.
You
want
to talk
right
about
now.
Like Brantley can't be more quiet at the plate. I mean, and Altuve can't be more up and down. I don't know how he ever hits a baseball. No. If you want to know the
and
truth.
To answer your question, Art, yes, he did say, "Let all that nastiness and ugliness flow into her." Yes, Jim did say that. If you were wondering, Art, he did utter those words.
Yeah. So
I would say it's a 3 week slump that's been magnified because of what the Astros went through in the offseason and because of how short the season is. Jose Altuve, as much as I'm not a huge fan of the whole marriage thing, don't blow up your life over some nasty, wide, whatever he said. Did he? however Jim described the woman that he wants Jose to be with. Just keep getting the cage, man, and relax. That's all.
Right. Right. 713-780-3776. Oh, you Mike. Let's get OU Mike in here. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. I was listening to Lance talk about the pandemic, and he had kind of this Jack Nicholson, The Shining to him or something. It was like Casey Anthony overtones in his voice. Did y'all hear that?
About how the kids thing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't get the impression that he wanted to remove his kids from the earth. Maybe just from his house. Or remove himself from his house. No, I didn't get a Casey Anthony, Jack Nicholson, kill my kids vibe, no.
No, I didn't get that, although he was, he is about up to here. With kids at home.
As long as there's not an axe at the house.
Yeah. Why am I going back and forth with people?
Why are you? Isn't it exhausting?
Here's something that just kills me. To counter some tweets on the timeline right now, death is not the only potential outcome after contracting COVID-19. College athletic administrators are concerned about otherwise healthy athletes facing potential heart, lung, and brain issues. And I'm retweeting it saying, as opposed to the otherwise healthy athletes facing potential spine, knee, shoulder, brain issues just by playing football.
Which it seems like the logical take to that, but people have made their peace with that.
Oh, that's okay.
Because people have made their peace with that particular thing. And the other thing they use is, well, you can't spread a spine injury to someone else.
No, but she's not talking about that. She's talking about just the athletes having heart, lung, and brain issues.
Yeah, but she, along with the rest of the world, has made their peace with that particular, the things you brought up. I don't know why one is more devastating than the other, because COVID is at the forefront of the conversation. But every day an athlete goes out there, and people like to talk about us using these trite things, but it's true. Every time they decide to play football,
they take the field. The athletes are risking their life.
There's a question, and it doesn't even have to be in a game. It could be in practice. They hit in practice, so it's more than you even think.
Mm-hmm. Now we know what Lance was doing on that ladder, and they got Michelle Pfeiffer dancing. Way to go, Dez.
That's an odd way to do it. Outside on a ladder in the rain? Trying to try things new.
Lance, are you rubbing your pants too hard? Oh, my gosh. That is too funny. It's Hulk's birthday?
Hulk Hogan's birthday, yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, Hulk Hogan. And on this day in 1984, Carl Lewis won the fourth gold medal in the relay, which tied Jesse Owens for most in an Olympics.
You think Charlie's going to appreciate your impression?
Well, no, but I was doing. Did you like my Joe DiMaggio story?
What was your Joe DiMaggio? Oh,
the tripod.
I think I've heard that from you before.
You heard Pete Rose tell it on our air.
Yeah, I guess that was it. Is that before or after he called Raheel an assistant?
No, I think this was when I was at Sean Salisbury.
Okay.
I knew
I had heard it someplace. I don't particularly like referencing other
men. Maybe he told it off air. He might have told it off air.
He had the sense to tell it off air?
Yeah.
And you decided to bring it on there? I mean, I don't really like thinking about another man.
Maybe he told it on air.
Blessed, I guess, is the word I'll use.
Right.
It doesn't really cross my mind.
No, me either, but I thought it was a funny story. First of all, I'm not going to Vietnam if I have to take a shower with you pouring buckets on my head.
Nope.
That doesn't seem like a great shower to me. And secondly, I don't want to do that for another man.
I'm good. I'm out.
One that's a tripod like Joe DiMaggio.
Oh boy.
Jeez.
That doesn't the tripod doesn't mean anything to me. I don't want to do it for any man.
No.
I don't care how blessed or non-blessed you are. Yeah, I'm not doing it. Sorry.
I'm sorry, just not doing it.
Nope, not interested.
Yeah. So the Rockets today, Dell. Is that your nap time, or are you going to watch it 1 o'clock?
Actually, I'll be on my way to a dealership, not to buy a car, but to have some something needs to be looked at. So I'll be up. So I'll keep track of it. I don't know what it means, really. I mean, the Spurs are still fighting. Is Russ going to play? They've won a couple games without Russ, but. I think we're all at a point. Let's get to the playoffs. They're at a point. We know they're not going to play the Clippers, so let's get to the playoffs.
We only got a couple games left, so we're getting there.
Two. Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. Would you rather be the three? Oh, here we go. We got a Rockets number. Oh, my gosh. Russ must not be playing. Rockets are plus +5.
Is James not playing? Plus +5 without Russ. That's crazy, because they would still be favored with James.
That is...
Do they know
Rockets are plus +5?
Oh, I did see that James isn't going to play because the first night of a back-to-back, I think.
Oh, well,
I think that's what I saw. someone tweet that out. I think maybe,
you know what though? I don't mind. I'm still taking plus five. So let me ask you this question. So they're in a back to back situation.
Yeah.
Would you rather be the 3 or the 4?
The 3 means you're. Well, the Jazz are trying to tank to get away from you, so they don't. I think the matchup matters more, because I don't think the Rockets are so clear ahead of who they might face in the first round that, we only get to see.
No, but I'd rather face Utah than Oklahoma City.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think the 3 doesn't matter so much to me as who is in 6 or 5.
Well, Utah is
guaranteed for 6.
No, they're not guaranteed. I'm not sure if they're guaranteed, but let's see.
If you're telling me Utah's at 6, I'd rather be 3.
Yes.
If you're telling me they're at 5.
Now I got to play in the second round. I got to play the Clippers and not the Lakers.
Yeah, that's what I said. I don't think the Rockets are so far ahead of all of the other teams in their grouping, that 3-6 grouping, that I care so much about that right now. I just don't want to see the Thunder or really the Nuggets. If you're giving me my options, give me the Jazz first. It's been proven. Now it's a different team without Russ, and they have Mike Conley now, but the Rockets have been able to handle the Jazz.
Wow, this is okay. So Memphis, Portland, and Phoenix are all, and San Antonio are all within a game.
So
because Memphis has really blown this thing, Mavericks are locked into 7. No, they're not. The Jazz could be 7.
Yeah,
the Jazz are just a game ahead of the Mavericks. Now, if it's the Mavs at 6, no, thank you.
No,
I'm not down with that.
Now
I would rather play Oklahoma City
than the Mavs.
Than the Mavs.
Now, we know the Jazz. Well, it appears the Jazz don't want any part of the Rockets, so they're trying to find their way away from them. But I don't know if you want to face the Clippers in round 1 if you fall to 7.
Rockets can't fall further than 5.
No, I mean, as far as the Jazz are concerned. People believe they're trying to avoid the Rockets. They don't like the matchup. Well, falling to 7 ain't great. That means you see the Clippers.
Yeah, you got the Clippers. Yeah. I'd much rather play the Rockets than the Clippers.
Yeah.
So, no, they're not. The Jazz aren't going to do that. So if they're the 3, more than likely they play the Jazz. The Jazz have, who's next? They just lost to the Mavs. They got the Spurs next on the 13th.
And tonight or today might determine what that game means for the Spurs. If the Spurs beat the Rockets, then they're certainly going to be all in against the Jazz, hoping to reach 9. The Jazz have, tomorrow's their last game.
The last game.
So they may rest everyone.
Well, that's the 13th. It's 2 days.
Yeah, Thursday. Oh, you're right. So they may just say, forget it. We've done what we think we needed to do, so we're done here.
James is out, and Joel just texted me that Russ and Eric Gordon are in.
So Eric Gordon's going to play.
Eric Gordon's going to play. I'm not sure if I like Eric Gordon playing all that much, if you want to know the truth. But plus 5? I'm going to put a little something on our Houston Rockets today.
Well, yeah, if Russ is playing, that changes things for me.
Yeah.
Now the question will be, do we know if he's on a time restriction, minutes restriction?
I don't care.
If he's coming.
You know what? I don't mind us against them plus 5 anyway.
I do if Russ is playing 25 minutes.
It doesn't bother me.
The Spurs have actually played well.
Eric Gordon play his best game?
Did he play it coming off how many games off?
No.
All right, then. When's the last time Eric Gordon played a competitive basketball game?
It's been a while.
Yeah, so... And how are they going to just throw him in there and give him 35 minutes?
No. So he's going to be on a minute.
So there are a couple of things I'd like to know. How much is Russ going to play if it's correct that he's going to play tonight or this afternoon? And how much is Eric Gordon going to play? Because if you remove two of your... Now we saw Austin Rivers go for 40... plus, but if you remove your two most consistent, when healthy, creators, it could get ugly. If we're talking about Chris Clemens getting time and Austin Rivers is your starting backcourt, maybe I like the Spurs.
Ben will get more time. Jeff Green will get more time.
That doesn't comfort me against a team who...
It does me.
No, because those two don't...
If you want to know the truth, Ben McLemore and Jeff Green, I trust them shooting threes more now than I do.
It's not a question of them shooting threes. Who's going to create shots for them? If Russ isn't...
The Rockets will create shots. Are you kidding me?
They create shots quite a bit off of dribble penetration. And if Russ and James aren't there to do it, how open will those shots be for Ben and Jeff Green? That's my biggest issue. If you have a shot creator on the roster... I feel better. And if that shot creator is going to play 35 minutes, I would feel pretty good. But if you're telling me we're just going to get Russ a couple minutes burst here and there, and he won't even play in the fourth quarter, then I'd be concerned about the number, particularly for a Spurs team who needs it. The Rockets don't really need it, and they may play like it, and they may coach like it.
Well, too late. Already bet it.
Look, that's why I don't get. Look, there are people who do this for a living and make money doing it are ridiculous because they have to take into account all these things, and I don't feel like doing it. But yeah, Gary Gordon's set to return, and we'll see how many minutes he plays.
The Suns are 9.5-point favorites over the Sixers today.
Embiid's not going to play. Simmons is out. And who else may not play for them, depending on what they want to do? And the Suns are playing great.
In what world? Okay, into this bubble, what was the line for the Sixers-Suns game today?
Probably would have been 9 the other way.
Yes, probably. This is 9.5, probably almost a 20-point swing on this.
Yeah, well, situations have changed.
Right? If you'd have bet the Suns before every game, if they had lines out on every game, holy crap, would you have made some money?
Yeah, we went through their, if the future stuff was out,
Gosh, what were the Suns to go 8-0 in this thing?
Well, what were they to go 6-0? We talked about it. Outside the Wizards, which is their first game, they played 5 playoff teams afterwards. Guaranteed playoff teams.
Wow.
Just taking them to go 6-0 would have made you money.
A lot of money. Goodness gracious. Anybody who is a real Suns fan probably did. Probably put some, you know what? I'm going to bet the Suns to win all the games. Watch this. Oh, man. The Suns are unbelievable. Celtics -3 against the Grizz. I like the Celtics -3 against the Grizz. Portland -4 against the Mavs. That's a good game. That's a big game. That's going to help decide. Yeah. Plus, the Suns are going to help decide.
Now, the Mavs are not. They're not even locked in, so they'll play. Certainly, I think they'll play hard and play their guys.
Well,
starters.
Plus they could get up to the 6.
Yes, and then you have obviously
get away from the Clippers.
The Trailblazers obviously going all in.
Yep. Pelicans. The Kings are 2.5-point favorites over the Pelicans.
That's a game where you have to question who's motivated to play. They're both eliminated.
They're both dead and gone. And the Bucks are -8 against the Wiz. The Bucks are playing crappy ball. This is the second game of a back-to-back.
And is Giannis even going to play? He didn't play yesterday.
And they're still -8.
So maybe it was announced he would play one of the games, but he didn't play yesterday. Why would he play today? And we're over a month in the bubble, and no disasters.
How about that?
People were questioning it, and starting over the weekend, you're sending 6 teams home. I think 6 teams are done right after tomorrow, I think.
Tomorrow or the 13th.
Depending on when their schedule is.
Right. All right. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Just one more segment, and then News of the Weird comes your way. I don't ever think that's a segment. I don't know.
No. Well, you sent some information to the group that we're going to have Ross Bjork, the A&M AD, on Thursday.
That'll be before his call, too.
With the other ADs, correct?
Yes, the SEC. I think the SEC call is about 8:15 and Thursday morning. We'll have him at 7:30.
Well, Brian Davis, who is part of the Austin American Statesman, he tweeted out that he talked with Ross Bjork, and according to SEC ADs, said the SEC ADs couldn't understand how weekend excitement suddenly gave way to worry. Virus data hasn't changed. We're staying the course.
Yeah.
This
heart thing, and Michael Ojo.
Yes, who former Florida State player was over, I think, in Serbia playing, had COVID and then had died from a heart attack, which will shock people a little bit, but then you have to ask yourself, I mean, I don't know how, I don't want to besmirch the medical care over in Serbia, but I don't know what they did. Were they screening him? Did they foresee something like that? Could this have been prevented? Because he died, I think, on the court, I think.
Apparently, there's a doctor that somebody retweeted that said, this is not anything new. This is a virus. So I wrote something about this in 2009, that viruses will affect your heart. And you are more susceptible if you catch a virus, any virus.
I've mentioned him a couple times. He's the director of sports science for the University of Alabama. So I've talked about that before. So he has said, I don't know why this myocarditis thing is something you're shocked by, because as you just pointed out, viruses do this. So, but this is apparently the shock point for the Big Ten and the Pac-12. Their ADs and their coaches were alerted to this in a report by their medical people yesterday, and now the presidents are voting. But I guess this just kind of illustrates, even in the medical field, how this has a differing of opinion. Because one doctor, and yes, he is connected to the University of Alabama, but so are the doctors who are advising the Pac-12. They're connected to those schools, saying, hey, myocarditis is not new when a virus happens. Mm-hmm. It occurs, and then others are saying, at least the reports. We don't know what the doctors are saying directly to the teams, because maybe they're saying the same thing about how viruses do this. But it's this is the reason we have to stop.
But then they say, okay, well, wait a minute. Excuse me. Wait a minute. So they are more susceptible. So you're going to let them play football, so where they'll be more susceptible to catching the virus? And I would argue they're not more susceptible. If you had a bet, gun to your head, or bet.
Mm. Let's go bet. I don't like the gun to the head thing.
Higher ratio of positive tests, college student body, college football players.
If you gave me the opportunity to put the college players in a bubble and all they did was interact with other...
just as is. How it's going to be?
Well, if I can ask... It's difficult because... One player could do something dumb and affect the whole team. I would say I would feel more comfortable saying there will be less of a positive rate among athletes overall, even all the athletes, as opposed to the student body.
That's correct. I would too. I would bet the student body percentage is going to be higher because they don't have any supervision, any protocol. Now they don't have as much testing, so they might not be, because there will probably be a lot of them that are walking around with it.
You'd have to say people who
get it. Really have it, as opposed to test positive.
That there's always some context to the situation. Clearly, playing football, if without the ability to test and to trace, it makes you more susceptible because of the interaction. But as far as what will happen once someone tests positive and how they'll be set aside from the group, they try to mitigate exposure to others. While if you're on campus and you catch it, who's to say you even quarantine if you have it? You might say, well, I'll just wear a mask and go about my business. Who's to say you'll lock yourself away? We've heard from reports, and they're that not necessarily college age kids, but people say, yeah, I've had it and I still go about my business. Yeah. You're going to put other people in danger? It's not that big of a deal.
Look, I feel fine.
So maybe everyone else will feel fine. Yeah, so it's never black and white, but if you told me actual people who got it versus actual people, let's say we live in a world where everyone got tested, I would take college athletes overall compared to the general population as far as a less positive rate.
Right. Yeah, if all testing was equal.
Yes.
If all testing was equal. Absolutely. Because kids are, they're going to have it and they're just going to go, I don't care, I'm getting me some tonight. I am getting me some.
And you might say, well, why wouldn't a college athlete do it? Well, the internal pressure of saying, if you do something silly, you might expose your entire secondary group to it.
Well, not only that, but the coaches are going to say, oh, guess what you're doing? You're quarantining. You don't have anybody telling those students that they're quarantining.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been a back and forth about how can you say they're safe for playing football. Well, if you're going to leave them amongst the general population anyway, what's the difference,
right. really?
I mean, unless everyone is going to wear a mask and not never have a party and ever have never drink and never have sex for until the spring, because apparently that's the golden ticket to everything. Let's push it to the spring. What's the difference?
I'm telling you, yesterday the sky was falling with college football, and today it's like, wait a minute, we'll see. Clearing.
I mean, what's this?
I'm telling you, the Big Ten is not going to cancel the season. When you got threats from Ohio State, when you've got all of these, you know, it's presidents. The presidents, you know how long it took them, the presidents, to vote for a damn 4-team playoff? How long we had the bowl season because the presidents were just, because they don't know, presidents don't know anything, for the most part, don't know anything about sports and are just, it's just ridiculous. And so, we gotta protect them. Dude, every time they go out on the field, these kids are taking their lives in their hands.
The one thing we haven't seen as far as pressure, whether it be political or even inside the conference, the Pac-12, we haven't seen any of that. I think they're probably more likely to cancel today than any other.
Yeah,
I think
the Pac-12 is soft.
I think the Big Ten will kick it down the road until they have to finally make a decision to go or not to go. But the Pac-12, you don't see any government officials saying you need to play for them. You don't see coaches saying we want to play. At least
no.
I haven't seen it being mentioned. I think the Pac-12, whether right or wrong, is more in concert, and they won't step out. At least they haven't done it so far. I think the Pac-12 today, considering what the news they got as far as the medical people, which told them about, I still can't believe the myocarditis thing is just becoming a thing for people. But whatever. That is apparently shaken. I've seen tweets about it. Shaken the Pac-12 people's resolve. I think they are most likely to announce
softest.
Something.
There's no question. They're following their whole football lead. They're the softest conference, period. Period. All right, 1043 ESPN, 97.5. News of the Weird coming your way next. Don't you go anywhere.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Sputnik 5, it's what it's called. Russia's vaccine.
And are they making it available to everyone or just Russia?
All the necessary tests. Putin says that his daughter has taken part. One of his daughters has taken the vaccine, and she's great. If Putin will give it to his daughter, would you take it?
I don't know that he gave it to his daughter.
You have to know it. No, he said it.
Well, I don't live.
Putin in never lies. The Russians don't lie.
Look, I'm not saying all Russians lie. I think that particular Russian does lie, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I don't want that one. I'm going to wait. I don't want China's and I don't want Russia's. If Italy says they got one, I'm on board.
In order of which one you want the least, which one would it be, China's or Russia's? If you said, which one would you rather take first, China's or Russia's?
Russia's.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I
don't trust him.
I don't trust Russia.
I don't.
Look, Russia's never provided me with anything except for.
Oh, really? Vodka?
I don't drink. So
that's on you.
No, that's on you for suggesting it, knowing I don't drink. Russia never provided me with anything except Cold War movies. China, I mean, see this iPhone, John?
Well, yeah, but Isn't that just their workers doing that? I mean,
did they provide the labor for it? Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe, unfortunately, so considering conditions in some places. Russia's never provided me with anything. So if I was going to take a virus I didn't trust or a vaccine I didn't trust, I'd take it from China. Hey, they must be experts. They created it, right? That's what I've been told. They created it originally. So I'm sure they're experts on fixing it.
I don't want either of them. I'm taking C. Neither.
What if I said, nah, if I say something else, I'd just get you in trouble. Let's move on.
An Arkansas man said he couldn't enter a casino because they said men don't carry purses. He says a security guard and supervisor at Oak Lawn Casino told him he needed to take his bag back to the car before coming inside, despite multiple women carrying similar bags. Men don't wear purses, he said. Do you think that he should have been turned away for carrying a purse?
I know it probably doesn't say it in the story. Is it men don't wear purses, so I can't trust what you have in that purse? Or I just don't like men with purses?
Just men don't wear purses, what he said.
Then I'm not turning you away. You're still a customer. You're still a paying customer. What do I care what accessory you have?
Let me see how much money's in that purse.
Yeah, what if this particular man who carries a purse was willing to spend a lot of money? Was it worth it?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a security reason, then check the purse, because you don't trust that a man will just bring a purse into a place. But other than that, let him in. He's got money to burn.
Yeah. There's a headline. Toronto residents question safety of Cherry Beach following chainsaw attack. Two blood-covered chainsaw-wielding men emerged from the bushes of a popular public park in Toronto on Sunday morning, where witnesses say they screamed at, followed, and even lunged toward strangers while revving up their deadly tools.
That's not about Cherry Beach. That's the question of safety of two guys with chainsaws.
Do you think that Cherry Beach Park is no longer safe since there's two guys with chainsaws?
If the authorities are going to allow two guys with chainsaws to roam it, then it's not safe.
Mm-hmm.
But inherently, the park is safe. Just get rid of the guys with the chainsaws, and people can enjoy their time. Imagine going to a park and getting chased with the clown thing, when people just appeared as clowns, freaked me out, but I think chainsaws win. I think I would rather get chased by clowns.
Mia Khalifa is auctioning off her glasses for Beirut blast victims. Do you want Mia? Are you going to bid on Mia Khalifa's glasses?
There's a joke there about her glasses getting blasted, but
yeah.
I'll leave it alone.
They are infamous. Is that what happens in the movies?
If you are a actress who wears glasses if you keep them on, there's a real chance that those glasses will be in play.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you seen her glasses in play?
I've never watched her stuff. I wasn't a fan.
You haven't?
No.
Oh. So apparently she is an activist now, and the president of Lebanon has blocked her on Instagram.
Well, she's quote unquote filthy. So.
Well. She is that, but I think she's also...
She's out against him? Anti-president of Lebanon?
Doctors are saying you need to wear a face mask during sex and avoid kissing to reduce COVID-19 risk. Do you feel like this is a good thing?
I understand why doctors would say that, but you might as well forget about it, docs. There ain't no one doing that.
Mm-hmm.
No one doing that. Maybe there's a fetish for it on Pornhub. But in real life, no one's doing that. If you have COVID and you know it, then don't have sex with someone until it's cleared up.
They said there's certain ways that you have sex.
I understand.
You won't be.
But
you got to do it. You got to do it.
But even the masks aren't 100% effective.
No.
So if you're having,
Well, you don't have to be facing each other.
Yeah. I guess that is true, John. That is true. You don't have to be facing each other.
Then be safe here, Del.
Then why wear a mask if you're not even going to face each other?
Well, there's that, too.
Yeah. Why am I married?
There's that, too.
Yeah. Are you within 5 feet? Not if you're Joe DiMaggio. You're not.
Police have said that an Ottawa bank robber followed COVID-19 protocols.
Good.
They did arrest him. He did slip the teller a note. But the suspect waited in line outside the bank per COVID-19 protocols before making the alleged demand. He was arrested a short time later. He's facing one count of robbery and appeared in court for a show cause hearing. Do you think that they'll let him off because he followed COVID-19 protocol?
Look, I don't know their rules if they tack on if you commit a crime where you don't follow protocols, but he's not going to get let off. No, but maybe they'll look kindly on him and reduce the sentence.
Yeah.
Look, you didn't you put people in danger.
No.
For normal reasons, but not the COVID reasons, which we respect.
Well, you just handed a note. They didn't even say, was he armed? Was he?
Well, those are questions that the judge and the lawyers are going to have to figure out.
I mean, you want to talk about a polite bank robber. So what if he waited in line? 6 feet apart in line.
So what if he didn't bring a weapon into the bank, did all the social distancing, and simply handed a note saying, quote, give me the money, I have a gun, when he didn't even actually have a gun?
I think you're still arrested.
Yeah, I know that.
If you aren't armed, I think it's probably less.
Yeah, I know you're still arrested, but
You were peaceful about it.
Peaceful. And
you followed protocol.
Was he wearing a mask?
Yes.
All right, then. Well, give him a year.
And see, that to me is a problem at a bank. Everybody gets to wear a mask.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying once you enter the bank, take the mask off?
But then you're endangering everybody.
You're endangering people, yes. I think the bank employees would take their chances. Keep your mask on. And please just don't rob us.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not a big mask fan. When everybody's wearing the banditos. No, it just seems like this is.
What if they're wearing a
boomer? This is really easy for somebody who's violent.
What if someone walked into a bank with the Boomer Naturals mask on?
Now, there you go. Well, I would rather that.
Yeah.
Because then I feel safer. 10:55, we're done. Press box is next.
Walk into Bank America and say, John Granato sent me with my Boomer Naturals mask.
The press box is next right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.